Welcome to Wednesday's Scoping Out. Today we're talking about patience, the shocking way to build dreams fast. It kind of sounds a little counterintuitive, doesn't it? But it comes from a really cool story that actually is going to be like the verbal montage of something that has arisen for me just in this last week, or maybe 2 weeks. So the montage is, and the reason why I'm saying that we want to keep in mind, it is a montage. We're talking about something that has happened over time. We're talking about the need for, remember we talked one time on one of these about life being a long game and remembering to play to that long game. We treat life like it's a short game, like it's a daily game. Like if we haven't done exactly the right XYZ every single day, somehow we failed ourselves or we failed our dreams. And that simply isn't true. We have, you know, sort of this habit of immediate gratification as Westerners, right? So we forget that actually we have a long time to figure things out. We have a long time to plant seeds and allow things to grow into our lives and into the things that we're trying to create. So we're going to keep that in mind. And that's why I use the term montage, because I really want you to understand how these two things that sound opposite, patience and fast growth, they don't seem like they would go together, but I really need you to understand how quickly things have happened because I've been patient. So here's the montage version. When I was getting my second certification for life coaching through the Kramer Institute in St. Louis, it's in asset-based thinking. One of the gals asked me once, what was something I did that I was very proud of? And the thing that I mentioned at the time was my divorce, that I had really worked hard to walk my kids through an understanding of what grief looked like, to walk my kids through an understanding of when somebody else is angry, it's a cover emotion, and that's our opportunity to practice grace, and I did it myself, and we stayed present to the process. That was then. Okay. Then my first iteration of life coaching was actually in trauma and illness recovery, because those were the people that seemed to be coming to me, were the people that were in recovery after some huge loss. A lot of that was divorce. During that time, I got connected with a gal. You've heard me talk about the divorce workshops that I volunteer at. She asked me to work at these and be a resource for women who were going through divorce. Okay, that's three things, right? So all of this has taken about 3 years. Sounds like a long time. So where does the fast part come in? We're getting there. This divorce thing recently has started to come up again and again and again. And if you have been hanging around me for a while, you know that I don't love marketing. I don't. I love delivering content and I love providing value and I love helping people and I love coaching and all of those things. But the actual marketing piece has been a tricky wicket for me. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that people keep saying, solve one problem. In your marketing, solve one problem. Answer one question, solve one problem. Like, but that's not what I do. I help people build businesses. I help people love themselves. I help people empower themselves. I help people be better leaders and communicators and all those things, right? And I do, and that's true. And that doesn't solve just one problem. So I really struggled dialing this down. In the process, trying to also be a better marketer. So there's the montage. But you understand, it took a lot of different contexts. It took a lot of different iterations. It took a lot of different trusting the new direction. And then recently, for some reason, it landed. I forget what it was that triggered it for me. Maybe a client was going through divorce. I forget what it was specifically. But all of my tools are for people who are through transition. Divorce is one of the biggest, right? And I went, in my marketing, I am going to focus on solving the problem of staying present to who you are during divorce. I think one of the taglines I came up with, you'll see it come across my Twitter pretty soon, is divorce is a bitch, but that doesn't mean you have to be. It's going to be so much fun. But really, we don't want to lose who we are because of the difficult transitions in our lives. Yeah, like that's a big deal. That's what I hear from my clients all the time. And this isn't just divorce. It's everything. It's like when I'm in this hard situation, I'm not me. I'm not the person that I love. I'm not the person that is present and steady and true, like I'm used to being, that I want to be, right? So we get to choose and we get to learn those tools about how to stay true to who we are when our life circumstances challenge that. And in fact, as you know, if you've been following me for a while, our life circumstances aren't challenging who we are. They're developing it. All of those hardships help us stay in practice to being the kind of person that we want to be. Super important to remember that. So anyway, back to the patience thing. Here's the big message here, and here's what I want you to take away from today. Because you heard me say that 3 years. 3 years sounds like a long time. This is what I have seen happen in my life before and in clients' lives as well. When we sit down and we try to force our way through a plan that we think we have to know exactly what that outcome is going to look like before we can implement the plan, that we have to say, okay, if where's my guarantee? If I do this, then I want to do this. And this comes from conditioning, right? If you study hard, you get good grades. If you get good grades, you get to go to a good school. If you go to a good school, you go to a better school. If you go there, you get a good job, right? We're sort of given these assurances all along that if we can create a roadmap for ourselves, then there's a guaranteed outcome. And what I posit and what I have found and where I have been able to, yes, reach achievements and reach my goals and enjoy my journey has been to let go of that outcome and just take the journey, right? Take a step, any step. And that's the act of patience. You notice it's not time. It's the patience to allow that roadmap to unfold to you, because in the process, things will be revealed. Things about yourself, things about your, in my case, my clients, right? Whatever it is you're trying to build, you will learn and grow your way into that rather than try to make something happen that maybe isn't what is in your best interest. If I had stayed in trauma and illness recovery, for instance, if I had stayed in that place, I wouldn't have stayed available and ready to serve my demographic as it started to change. So when I first started my business, the people that came to me were really coming out of hardship. Not surprising, right? Meningitis survivor. You might have read my recent article about my father and his criminal background and all. Like, I had my own trauma and illness stuff, right? So not surprising that as I come out, I want to help people get through that, help people have faith in themselves again, right? But as I developed my courses and wrote my book and moved through the process of becoming a better and better coach, my demographic changed. My clientele changed. It changed into these women who, yes, still going through transition, but not necessarily trauma and illness, where it was more of a chosen transition. So it was divorce. It was better leadership as bosses. And that is the demographic that I serve. Now, if I hadn't stayed present to the people who were asking me for help, I wouldn't have been able to develop my tools in a way that made them come into demand. I wouldn't have been able to help the people who were really genuinely reaching out and help and asking for help, because I would have been stuck in my original plan. Does that make sense? So we're really talking about a patience of spirit. We're really talking about faith. Kind of, are we? We're really saying that I have faith that as things are revealed to me, as new information comes up, I'm going to stay true to my role as a helper. I'm going to stay true to my role as a guide and a partner for people. That doesn't change. And while I'm staying malleable or while I'm staying firm in that as my purpose, as my why, as the thing that lights me up and gets me excited about my day, I'm staying malleable in everything else. I'm staying malleable in the plan. I'm staying malleable in the way that I talk about what I do. And now, without struggle, without heartache, without headache, without a bunch of things that don't ring true or feel false in my marketing, because that's my problem with marketing, right? I don't want to go out there and tell you how broken you are just for you to come to me and go, you know what? You got this. That's mixed messages. It's disingenuous. It's not how I want to run my business, which I could have done according to a lot of marketing gurus out there that are saying, if people don't know they have a problem, you got to show them, right? So I could have gone against my core, against my values, against my grain and done that because that was the plan and that's what you do in marketing and I'm going to stick with the plan. I could have done that. It didn't feel good to me, right? So staying true to my purpose and staying movable in my activity, in my journey, being guided and allowing myself to move and manipulate and navigate through the path as it's being revealed to me has cut years off of my learning curve about me as an entrepreneur and a life coach, about me as a marketer, right? About me as a periscoper, about me in pretty much every role that I play in the things that I do day to day. So patience, have patience with the journey, with the adventure, with the playground that you are embarking on every single day. So maybe you don't own a business. Let's make this applicable to you where you're at. Maybe this is about relationships, right? What would it look like for you if you were to stay playful to the process? And I understand dating sucks, believe me. And that is a practice of saying, okay, so how do I generate curiosity? How do I get inside of myself and find something other than the outcome to enjoy out of this? Maybe I look at it and say, what am I learning about myself? Maybe I look at it as a social experiment. Maybe I look at it as an opportunity not to date, but to make new friends. That begins to look and change and morph differently as you engage yourself in the process of exploration, patiently exploring what actually is, rather than projecting your expectations on what you think should be. Because I'm going to tell you, the reason you're stressed out today, the reason you're upset today, is because you had an expectation that wasn't met. Period. That's it. It is not life's events that hold us down. It is our thoughts and beliefs about life's events that hold us down. That's it. It really is that simple. So when you can change the way you approach life and you can become patient with the process of your growth and your understanding and the way that you show up to the world, when you can be patient with that, that struggle drops and then things can be revealed. That's how dreams get built fast, because they reveal themselves to you, because you get to take advantage of what actually is there in front of you instead of trying to wish it was different, manipulate it, make it different, all of those things. So I'm glad that this is hitting home with some of you. I'm glad that you are here. I'm going to give you one more thing before I go. Before I do that, I'm going to give you a quick calendar of events. Next Wednesday, we've got 8:30 here, right? Scoping out. We'll be talking about a whole new topic. Unless this didn't record, because I did notice that there was an error. So we might be doing this one again. And then also next Wednesday at 11 a.m., if you're a conscious transitions student, that is our office hours day next Wednesday. That following Saturday on the 9th is the divorce workshop here in Denver. Now, if you don't live in Denver, that's okay. You can go to Denver Divorce Workshop. You're going to find links that will show you where some of these are held in other cities across the United States. So if you do want resources, you do want help while you're going through divorce, by all means, go check that out. And then we've got the third Thursday of every month, which falls on the 21st. Is the inside scope. So that's where you send me your questions and I answer what's going on in your life. It's like free life coaching, right? Through Periscope. And it's fun and you get to interact and it's pretty awesome. So make sure you send me a question for that. If you're watching this on the recording, I'll put a little link up here and you can use that. You can also go to TriffanyHammond.com/the-inside-scope. So, one last parting shot before I go about patience. You know, we've all heard the whole thing, you know, patience isn't granted, it's earned, right? The only way that you earn patience is through practicing it. I want you to take that and expand on that a little bit. So, a lot of people are good at that when they're thinking about in the grocery store. And they're standing in line, and it's long, and the cashier's new, and they just made a mistake. And people can go, okay, well, I'm practicing patience. And if you're not there yet, that's okay. Now you know, right? That's your opportunity to practice patience. But if you are there, And you're wondering, why is it you're still feeling these stressful thoughts? Why is it you can't come approach your journey with patience, approach your journey with curiosity and playfulness yet? I want you to expand your idea of patience just a little bit, past the moment, right? A long-term kind of patience, a patience with yourself for not getting it yet, a patience with others who aren't getting it yet, a patience with life as it's becoming revealed, as you have felt betrayed, as you have lessons to learn from life itself. Patience, just like dream building, is a long game. And there's no wrong way to practice it. Everything you do right shows you where you've got it nailed. And everything you do where you find yourself frustrated shows you where you have work left to do. That's all it is. So I really want to encourage you to try that on and see how that feels as you move forward. And let me know how it goes. Leave a question in the comments section. Send me an email. Go to TriffanyHammond.com/the Inside Scope. Send me your questions there. Stay in touch with me. Let me know how this journey unfolds for you so that we can celebrate our successes in all of this together. So that's it for today. Remember to subscribe, share this with your friends, tell everybody about the free life coaching on the Inside Scope, and I'll see you next time here on Scoping Out. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.